We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We on BET now.
That's what? Right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The legendary.
Taraji P. Henson. Welcome.
I'm legendary, but not legendary enough to be on this wall.
That's not true. That's not true. We got the whole room. We're
is
doing
the whole
this whole
room gonna
wall.
Be a wall.
You'll see.
I should have been first, but that's okay.
You know what? When you ain't wrong when you're right.
That's right.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm yeah, how are you feeling?
I feel great. Mm-hmm. I feel great. You know, whenever I come to New York, and especially when I'm coming for Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. we coming to spread joy, spread a message that it's okay. Not to be okay.
That's right.
You started that conversation.
For people who don't know what the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation is.
Okay.
Tell them.
Yes. It's Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation. We launched in 2018. Oh, my God. 2018. Mm-hmm. And it's really to eradicate the stigma around mental illness in the Black community mm-hmm. and to bring more awareness to mental wellness in the Black community, because you know we don't talk about it.
That's right.
We suffer in silence, we isolate, mm-hmm. and we try to be strong, and we're dying. So out of my own necessity, for my own help, mental wellness, and my son, I realized there was no real help out there for us. So I had to do something about it. So my best friend since the seventh grade, Tracy J.
Tracy.
We launched the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation to hopefully help a underserved community.
How's your son doing?
He's doing great.
He's doing great.
He's doing great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing great. He's maneuvering through, you know, trying to become being a young Black man in America. You know, when those rose colored glasses come mm-hmm. off, I'm mm-hmm. sure you remember those days. But he's maneuvered through it pretty well.
Did he have a moment? Like,
oh, he had a huge moment. Oh. But he picked the right mother, because you know. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I had an older gentleman tell me years ago, when I was on the television show called The Division. It was my first series regular, and I came in upset about something with Marcel. He was little at the time. And this guy said, don't you ever give up on him. Mm. Don't ever give up. I don't even know if Mark is still alive to this day, but I just remember him. I never forget him saying that. And every time I would have these issues with my son, I would be like wanting to choke him. I would hear his voice, don't ever give up on him. Mm. And you can't give up on your kids. You just got to pray. Tracy sent me something. Oh, was it you or Pam? Somebody sent me something about a pastor who was saying, don't give up on your baby. I don't care if they strung out on drugs. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they, whatever their problem is, you wrap them up in prayer. Don't ever give up on your children.
Mm. So what if you have to... you made me think, can you set boundaries with your kids if you need
to? You have to set boundaries. You must set boundaries. Are you kidding me?
What type of boundaries?
Boundaries. Like, what are you willing to accept and not accept? You have to, because these kids nowadays come so privileged. They're not like us. Mm-hmm. Now, I was talking to somebody the other day. I was like, I can't remember the last time I saw a group of children playing outside.
That's real. Yeah. I make mine go outside.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because they have these devices now, which is not good for the mental. Mm-hmm. So these kids don't even know what fresh air is anymore, I don't think, you know? It's just a weird time to be a young kid.
That's true. You don't even tell kids. I mean, you smell like outside because they don't go out.
They don't go outside. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I seen girls playing double dutch or just riding bikes or anything.
Damn.
I was going to ask, when you talk about setting boundaries, you know, some people just say that it's difficult to set boundaries because kids get into that phase where they smell themselves, right? They feel themselves. And sometimes that's the hardest part because that's where they can go left or they can, you know, you can wheel them back in. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, the thing about being parents is once you cut that umbilical cord, you are really letting go. Mm. You are literally letting go. Mm-hmm. And you can preach, you can do the best job ever, and they still have choices. Mm-hmm. But one thing I always would tell my son, and it's the things that you instill with them in them when they're young, and it'll come back around once that fog is over and they start to not stand that stench that they smelling.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They usually come around. Mm-hmm. And I would always tell my son, I'd be like, son, listen, train yourself to listen to that inside voice, because that's your God voice. That's the voice that's going to save your ass. Mm-hmm. And if you can't hear that one, at least hear mine, you know? And so the only way they will really realize or really want to even listen to the voice or hear your voice is if you've set boundaries, if you've given them a blueprint, you know? They're not going to always follow it the way that you see them to follow it, but eventually they'll come around. If you stayed on them, they will eventually come around.
I guess the scariest thing is you don't want them to like make any mistakes that's going to really cost them while they're coming around.
Correct.
Absolutely. That was your mother's fear. Mm-hmm. That's every parent's fear. That was your father's fear. That's all of our fear forever. Like my mother to this day, she tracks me. I'm 53 and she tracks me. And she's like, I just feel so much better knowing where you are. Mm-hmm. And when I see you're not moving, I can sleep at night. It never ends. Mm-hmm. It never ends.
What you know, we don't talk about enough the resources that are available for the friends and family that have to deal with folks who have mental health issues.
Exactly.
You know?
Because it takes a toll on them, especially parents, because you feel like, I can't fix my child. It's something that I did wrong. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. Because that's your job, to protect your kids and save them from, you know, mishaps. And when you can't, you feel inadequate or you feel like you're not doing your job. It's hard. Parenting is not easy. Man. And then being a single parent, I promise you, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Mm. I wouldn't. What? I just wouldn't. It's first of all, children need both parents. Boys and girls, I don't care. You need both of your parents. Mm-hmm. If you're not living in the same household, you still need both. I mean, you know, regardless of whether your relationship works out, that has nothing to do with the kid. You still have to show up, both parents, for that child. And, you know, unfortunately, my son's father was murdered, so I didn't have an option. But, it's hard. It's tough. Especially me being a boy mom. Mm-hmm. I need the man. Right. Mm-hmm. I can't teach him how to be a man. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to be a man. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was the hardest struggle for us, because when he was becoming a man, he's looking at me like, you can't tell me anything. What can you tell me? You're a girl. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the dynamic gets a little difficult in the young adult years.
Like Charlamagne was just saying, you know, so what do you do to make sure your mental is good?
Remember when I went to Bali?
I do. You there for a long time, too.
I went for a whole month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to. I was coming apart at the seams. And I didn't realize it because I was working. Mm-hmm. And God is amazing, because God will put you in a situation where you have to sit down. And I have been doing this for what, over 20 years. Mm-hmm. I have been working nonstop my entire career, right? And it was just this past year where I didn't have a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I did Color Purple and I was just kind of like sitting around. And not sitting around. I had other stuff to do, but as far as like a call sheet and showing up and knowing lines and that kind of work, acting gigs. And it was for a reason, because I needed to take care of me. I was not in a good place mentally. I just really wasn't. And thank God I had that time mm-hmm. to take care, because Lord knows where I would be if I didn't have the time to really listen to myself and take time for myself. And I think we live in such a grind society. It's all mm-hmm. about grinding. Mm-hmm. You can sleep when you're in that box. Well, if you don't sleep now, you might get to that box a little sooner than you planned.
When you finally slowed down, were you surprised that you weren't happy?
I was at first, but then I wasn't. Mm-hmm. Because once you sit down and you go, well, how did you expect to be happy if you weren't paying attention? Like, I wasn't mm-hmm. tracking my feelings. I was just working. And, you know, when you finally make it, you have this dream. I don't care what it is. It could be a chef or whatever. But you have this dream and it finally comes true. It's like, I can't stop now, because what if the phone stops ringing? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you're not really paying attention to, you're not doing a mental check. And then, like I said, God did it for me. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the jobs piled up and I literally had to stop and check myself. I wasn't doing well. And I knew, because I was looking at the people around me and they were like walking on eggshells, and I'm a cool person. Like I'm the most fun person, but they were concerned because I was a short fuse. Mm. Any little thing, I was like, I'm so annoyed. I was annoyed about every little mm-hmm. thing. And it was like I could even feel myself wanting to get into like arguments on the streets. And you know, nowadays that's not safe. It could be the end of your life, mm-hmm. you know? And so it was things like little things were triggering me. Little things that once upon a time would just, you know, be water under the bridge or water off my back, but whatever. But I was literally, everything was just, I felt like I could just run through a wall.
You had the self-awareness to know it was you, though. A lot of people don't. You know, a lot of people would be like, that's everybody else.
Point fingers, right?
No. I'm the type, like, if I don't feel 100%, I stay home. I don't put my shit on other people. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm not in the best mood, I want to be the type of person, when I come into a room and I leave, everybody's much better mm-hmm. after my presence, absolutely. Right? And if I can't give that, then I need to stay home. Mm.
I was going to ask, you know, how difficult was it taking off for 30 days? Because you said you've been working since you were probably a teen and you've never stopped working. There's always been something, even during the strike. There's something to do.
Yeah.
But to actually sit down for 30 days has to be the most difficult thing ever.
No, it wasn't at all.
Really?
I was in the middle of a rice field. And honestly, I didn't want to come back. Mm-hmm. I cried. Like, literally, I can't. Okay, when I go on vacation, you get about 7 days.
Seven days usually.
And that sixth day, I'm literally at the airport with my bags packed, ready to go home. It was like the 30th day. And I wasn't packed. And it took me forever to pack because I did not want to leave. Wow. I was scared to come back to the States. And then I started kind of like paying attention to the news and I could feel it triggering me because mm-hmm. I was so peaceful. I didn't have to worry about crime or racism or anything for 30 whole days. And then it was time for me to come back. The first thing I saw on my feed was a mass shooting in L.A. And I was like,
damn.
Here we go.
Back to the bullshit.
Back to the BS. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it wasn't, I honestly didn't want to come back. And when I got back, I felt weird. I felt, I had to train myself to get back into the American ways because I was so free over there. I can't explain it. I was really free. I would go in places and I didn't feel like the only black person. Mm-hmm. No one cared. No one cared about what my hair looked like or what clothes I had on or all the things that you have to worry about in the States, or especially in what I do, all the vanity was stripped away. I didn't have to worry about it. I had my little Jesus shoes on and my linens and I was happy.
I guess that's the biggest issue, right? Like always trying to figure out how to find that peace you have on vacation, just walking around every day when you're back on the grind.
Yeah.
Have you? Do you know what that is or what to do to tap into that?
Absolutely. I mean, the great thing that I walked away from Bali is my self-awareness. Because I went alone, it forced me to be present. Mm-hmm. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't preoccupy myself with conversations with my girlfriends or like.
Oh, you were by yourself?
I went by myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I had to stay present. I met new people. I stepped outside of my comfort zone, and that was therapeutic for me.
Mm.
Me, especially me, because, you know, wherever I go, I'm always having to hide and not talk because they know my voice and I'll never be able to buy my bananas in peace, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was just beautiful to go over there and just be and meet new people and have conversations with random people. It did my soul good.
What was the decision to go by yourself? How did you come up with that? Because that has to be a tough one.
Well, no, because I was clear on why I was going. It wasn't a vacation. It was a vacation, but it was literally a soul searching for me, and a respite for me. Like, I needed to focus on me and only me. You know, because I take on my friends' problems. You know, because I'm an empath. So I literally wanted to go by myself.
Wow.
Mm.
People thought I was crazy, but.
I feel like you've always had such a awareness of self, though. Like, I feel like you've always known who you were.
Oh, it's not that I didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. It's just knowing when you're struggling.
Gotcha.
I'm very clear on who I am, right? But, you know, when you preoccupy yourself and busy yourself with other things, then you kind of ignore really where you are mentally.
When did Taraji have that I made it moment? Like, what was that
for
you?
I still don't feel like I made it. I ain't made it on this wall. So clearly I ain't made it.
That is not true. You are a legend, an icon.
Not on this wall.
So you still haven't felt like you made it? There wasn't a moment like...
No, I mean, I guess when I stopped auditioning.
Okay, okay, okay.
But I don't ever feel like I made it because then I stopped growing.
Got you.
You know what I mean? Like... People always go, what's your favorite role? The next one.
Right. I guess a better question is, when did you give yourself a chance to breathe enough to say, okay, I'll go take 30 days to myself?
When I went to Bali.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't a particular moment. It was just you, your personal.
It was just me, my personal.
Got you.
I had gotten to the place where I was like, I didn't care. I was like, I don't give a shit about work right now. I have to be okay or work is not going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I chose me.
Mm-hmm. Now, how are you holding up with everything that's going on in Hollywood, the strike and everything? How are you holding up with that?
I can't stay too close to it because everybody has something to say. I'm just like, call me when it's over. But I'm 10 toes down and supporting, of course, what we're fighting for is very important. But I can't be in the throes of every day. It's too much for my anxiety.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing to stay creative?
Moving back into my house. I did a huge renovation to my house and finally it's done and I'm back in the house. So I've been unpacking. I've been under boxes. Yeah.
Wow. What is Joy Joints?
Joy Joints. Okay. This is what I love because this is a time for us to really celebrate us and to find that joy. And remind ourselves that joy is our birthright. It's something that we were born with and it's something that is ours. And so across the nation, we want people to, if you're at work, it can be an office group, it could be friends. Remember how I said we don't see people playing outside anymore? Mm-hmm. That we're trying to recreate that. Get the kids, have kickball, you know, go outside and play kickball or spades games, double dutch, whatever it is that brings you joy, get a group of people and do it. And we're all connecting through the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation to raise awareness of just finding your joy, tapping back into your joy.
So again, it's like a party?
It's a huge party, a nationwide party.
Got you.
And you hooked up with Kate Spade on this?
Yes, Kate Spade has been our partner since 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And they have really just been incredible partners. Kate Spade, New York, just been everything. They are the reason why we're able to erect these wellness pods at HBCU campuses. They've been our partners in that. And just in our partners in getting the message of mental wellness.
And talk about that, what you're doing on those HBCU campuses.
Okay.
And the first campus you started with.
Yeah, we started with Alabama State University. We we erected the first pod back, when was that? April.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a huge success. We're interested in universities that have, who are very serious or are invested in, you know, their student body mental wellness. Because it's one thing for us to bring the pod, but now we need your help to keep it going and make sure that the kids are getting, you know, the help and the resources that they need. And our next stop is Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing this one in November. And this is our second university. We are.
Are you slated- allowed to do it at Hampton? Being a Howard alumni?
I knew you was going to bring something. He's trying to get me back because he missed me on this wall over here.
Wow. See how people take it too far? Negroes always got to take it a little too far.
Yeah, I know y'all lost last weekend. You know, it was a Hampton Howard game.
But that's
y'all
okay.
Lost
but y'all, it's
row.
Not like y'all number one on in anything. So.
Damn.
It's damn. Okay. Joy, joy. We're here to spread joy. Joy. He tried it. Did he put his helmet up there? Raggedy ass helmet. Up there. Helmet? Get that water bucket out of here. Anyway, he threw me off my joy. I'm back.
So what are the pods exactly?
So they're like these containers. You know those containers that everybody's making into homes now?
Yep, yep.
So we found a company. What's the company again? I'm sorry. SI Container Builds. Mm-hmm. And they are amazing. We had a student from Alabama State University who's a visual artist. Mm-hmm. And she made the whole mural, which is so beautiful. And it was designed, the interior designing. Yes, and... Oh, yes. We said that already. Oh.
She's talking to Tracy J, by the way. She's not talking to herself. I know people are like, who are
you talking to? Exactly. But if you're watching the show, you can see.
That's right. Yes.
There's Tracy's over right. there, the yellow. But mm-hmm. anyway, so yeah. But anyway, yeah. But in the respite pod, you can have meditation. Mm-hmm. You can do yoga. We have two actual rest pods. We're student, because you know, when you're in college, you're always around people.
That's right.
You know, you have roommates, it's the study hall, it's the students, and sometimes you just need to get away from all of that. And so we have these rooms where you can go respite, you can rest, you can meet with a therapist mm-hmm. virtually or in person, or you can just go in there and just relax and chill.
Yeah, sometimes you just need
decompress.
To disconnect.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So it's a safe space for students to go when they feel stressed or when it's too much.
And how many HBCUs are you going to?
Huh?
How many HBCUs are you going to?
How many? How many are we going to? We're four,
four
this
four.
Year.
Four, that's dope.
Yes.
That's dope.
Yes.
Now, students need that because it gets stressful. And especially for students that's never been alone, never been by themselves, mm-hmm. going to those schools and not knowing people gives you anxiety. Having to pass and knowing that if you get a lower grade than a certain, you lose your scholarship. And then meeting new friends. So I think that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's also for students to feel like they belong.
Correct.
The dropout rate is insane. Mm-hmm. And it's I think it's a lot of it is you know, it's a lot on these students. And now... Mm-hmm. Throw social media in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
On top of all the other things, mm-hmm. you know? So we're just trying to help. We're just trying to save us and mm-hmm. save our future by saving these kids.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you should come out with a line of pre-rolls called Joy Joints.
Joy Joints?
Yes.
Okay. Hey.
You don't think so?
Joy Joints.
A line of pre-rolls.
Why not?
Yeah.
I got it.
A lot of people are using plant-based medicine for the anxiety
really
and depression
are.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, they are.
That'd be dope.
She says she thinks they're joy joints.
They're probably already joy joints. You're not the first one to come up with joy joints.
Now, you also have the 1 million hours joy challenge?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you started that last spring.
Yes.
How does somebody join that?
BorisLHensonFoundation.org. And you can find out how you can sign up for the joy joints or how you just, if you just want to donate.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tyler Perry spoke about something a couple of days ago.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
I just got a question. Now, he was talking about women.
Uh-oh.
Should be...
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm back. You got some milk? I want to try this slip cereal.
Talk about women dating men that aren't as financially
stable. Boy, you don't know how to take a hint, do you? You just keep going.
Cereal. It's like
Lord have mercy.
We got Snoop Flakes, y'all. We got Snoop Fruit Rolls.
That's right.
Poops, fruits. And you were saying, what were you saying,
Charlie? Can you talk about your Broadway show? Or that's,
oh, I can totally can talk about that.
Okay, okay. All right.
I am so proud to be a producer of a Broadway show. What I love about this show is it because it showcases these women, and I love bringing life to Hidden Figures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I grew up in D.C., and I used to get my hair braided, but it was always over somebody's house, a friend's house. I never really knew about the hair braiding salons. Hung out millions of times in Harlem, and I would walk past the salons. I just walked past them, you know. But this play brings such a light to these women. And another thing, when you think about ICE and deportation, you never think about us, because the only images they always show are the Latin community, right? But this play showcases that. Mm-hmm. These women are undocumented. They're in this country, and they're trying to make a living. And this is how they're doing. They're braiding hair. And in the play, you see that they have an issue with ICE and their documentation. And I never think about that. Do you think about that?
No. One time, I think it was the Haitian migrants who they say were coming over?
Mm-hmm.
That was a couple years ago, but it was like a mention. It was just a mention.
Yeah, yeah. But whenever ICE shows up, you never see. It's always coming down on the Latin community. Yep. So I never even thought about that. Mm-hmm. I never even thought about undocumented Black people in the U.S. You know what I mean? And these women literally just trying to make a living. And so that was very interesting to me. Mm. Not only that, yes, bringing life to their story and their lives, these incredible women, but I love hair. Mm-hmm. I almost became a cosmetologist. I mean, I almost went to school for cosmetology, but I missed it by 1 year, and I have a hair care line, so it was a no-brainer for me to produce this show.
And congratulations on the hair care line. Won a bunch of awards.
Yes!
Congrats.
Are you using it at your household?
I did try some. My kids as well. You know what? My daughter had a problem with...
Boy, the Hampton people lie for some.
Let him finish.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Because I actually had to go and get everybody's hair product because my daughter had...
Psoriasis?
What is it called? I don't know what it was, but she had something in her hair. And we went and got everybody's hair. I mean, I done got the Brat. I didn't even know the Brat had a hair product.
Oh,
I done picked up the Brat hair products. Porsche has hair products I picked up. Because my wife sent me to the store, and I just looked for anybody Black, and I just got on the products.
But you love TPH. But anyway, that's what you forgot to say. This one here.
What makes TPH stand out
from
everybody
else?
Put that water bucket away.
Ooh.
What makes TPH stand out from everybody else?
Because TPH specializes in scalp care, honey.
Mm.
You got to clean your scalp first. And you have a head that is naked. You can see it.
Do you have anything for
him? No protection.
Do you have anything for him?
No. He has a scalp, doesn't he? You still got to clean your scalp.
You do. You absolutely.
You still have to clean your scalp.
And moisturize it so it don't get dry.
Absolutely.
And flaky. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what TPH is.
You got something for him, boy. That's that. She should get an award for that one now.
This is what I came for. Go.
But that's another way to bring joy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I believe hair care is self-care, mm-hmm. especially for women and women, cultural women from ethnic backgrounds, because we have curly, thick, big hair, and we look at doing our hair as a chore. And so with the TPH line, it's more of, it's like a spa experience. So you pamper yourself from scalp to toe. That's because you don't have a body line too.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole line was created to change the narrative of, you know, taking care of yourself as a chore and look at it more as self-care. Like take yourself to the spa. And the reason I came up with that is because my hair care line launched during the pandemic. People were afraid to go to salons and
Absolutely.
Be around other people. So it was more like bring the salon home to you.
Yeah, you can
at an affordable price.
At an affordable, can men use it? Or is this for...
Absolutely, men can use it. You have a scalp, right?
Yes, but I'm talking about guys that use like the Just for Men and the Beijing. Like, will it wash it out?
Wash it all off.
Damn.
Yeah, I think I hear soap and rain.
Here comes
rain
a stab. Here comes a stab.
Yeah. Yeah, you trying to be funny.
We had a whole conversation about this because I think a lot of guys are doing this now. They're getting the hair transplants and the Beijing and the Just
and
for
the
Men. And I'm like, why? Like, who are y'all doing this for? And so a lot of women called up here this morning and say they don't even like that. They'd rather the guys just
be bald.
Be bald or grow their salt and pepper beard.
Just like
stuff
y'all
like
rather
that.
Us just wear our hair and not wear wigs and stuff.
Oh, I don't care.
I know, but I hear that, you know, a lot of men are just be natural.
They don't believe that. I think they just be talking. I think you should do whatever it is that makes you happy.
That makes you happy. Exactly.
Unless you a man. If you a man, you should let
how
the salt
come,
and pepper
how
grow
come
up.
Men can't do.
Because it looks ridiculous.
That's terrible.
They haven't learned how to blend it in. Like it don't look natural.
If it looks good, you don't mind if it looks good.
If it looks good.
Right?
Yes.
Because some
natural.
Of those wigs look really good. I'm trying to say this with a straight face. I, I'm really not trying to be funny because I believe people should do what makes them feel good. And if women can wear lace fronts, men can too.
I haven't seen a good one yet. The baby hairs. They've been going crazy with the baby hairs.
No, the baby hairs are a little out of control.
A little crazy.
They're bangs. They're not baby hairs.
Baby hairs going down to your mouth, like this, your nose, like your cheeks, like it's getting crazy now.
Yeah, it's
getting crazy now.
You know what it is. Mm-hmm. When the baby hair meet the eyebrow.
Yeah, that's getting crazy now.
It's a little.
But you're talking to somebody.
But I don't judge. Some people like it. And if that makes you happy, wear that baby bang, baby. Because that is a bang.
I just want it to look natural.
That is a bang on your forehead. But if that makes you feel good, wear that bang, baby. And get you some TPH products to slick it
down.
That's right.
Now, World Mental Health Day is coming up.
That's right.
What are some things people could do to in their communities to create their own joy joints and joy challenges and all that good stuff?
Get the best group. If you like spades, you like Uno, mm-hmm. whatever it is that brings you joy. It could be sitting outside, sitting on the stoop, talking. Whatever it is, whatever brings you joy. I can't tell you what brings you joy. Mm-hmm. I know what brings me joy. I want to do double dutch. I want to jump double dutch.
You still doing that?
And play jacks. I haven't in a while, but I would for gotcha. This. To bring myself joy, I'm willing to do anything.
People don't. Why, that brings you back to your inner child?
Absolutely. Gotcha. Never let your inner child die. Mm-hmm.
People don't double dutch, nor do they know how to double dutch.
I know.
And that, mm-hmm. which is crazy, because when we do the events, I bring this double dutch team, mm-hmm. husband and wife, and they teach people how to double dutch, men and women, and they teach you mm-hmm. the easy way how to, you know, because I'm double-handed, so I don't know how to do it, but... But it teach you, because it's fun and it's an exercise, and a lot of people, they don't know how to do it anymore.
No, they don't, because people aren't playing outside anymore.
That is correct.
I like what you said about that, because, you know, a lot of people are afraid to do that because their inner child still is so broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you do when your inner child still needs to be loved?
You have to nurture it. Mm-hmm. You have to nurture that little child. Pay attention to it. That child cries out for attention all the time. You have to pay attention. I play still to this day. That's what my salon is about. Mm-hmm. I have a salon in my house. And I get my friends tease me all the time because I have a square, like a register. It's just, I used to play register when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And as I grew up, I was like, I'm going to always purchase the things that I couldn't afford when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was told no so much because we couldn't mm-hmm. afford it. And when I can afford, I'm going to get it. And so my salon is more like my playroom. And that's where I go when things become too much. Mm-hmm. I go in there and I tell people, don't call me. I have clients.
You got clients. And what do? Do you go through a whole, like...
Uh-huh. Yep. Wow. I have an appointment book and I make up appointments.
Wow.
I go there. I let my inner child play.
I love it.
I have these dolls, these heads, and I do their hair. Mm-hmm. Like, one may have a wet set appointment. Mm-hmm. One may have a dye. I may have to cut.
You do by yourself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I went to the University of YouTube, and I learned a lot. I graduated magna cum laude, so I know a lot of things.
I'm going to bring my girls over to your house, then. If you're doing
you
hair
should.
Like that,
I'm
bring
I do nails, there. Too.
You do nails?
Yes, bring them over.
I'm going to drop them.
I was like, man, why didn't I have a girl? You know what I mean?
Girls are hard, man.
My son be like, miss me with all of that. I'm not interested.
Girls are hard. I got four of them, and my oldest is at that age where she don't want nothing to do with daddy. She's 15.
Yep.
My God. And that's heartbreaking.
Mm-mm-mm. Put your seatbelt on.
Damn.
Yeah.
My wife says it'll go away. But how long, though? Jesus.
You never know.
Yeah.
Now she's going to get a boyfriend, and she's really not going to care about you.
It could be
then.
5 years. It could be 10.
You get a boyfriend.
It's usually a 10-year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So I can wait till she's 25.
Yeah.
Then she's going to get married.
You're not, yes, because it's true. It's
then she's going to have a baby. You're done.
It's just, like, hang it up for the 20s.
That's right.
Just,
you're done.
Just don't.
What?
Yeah.
Just wait for her to come back, like, 28, 29.
Start crying now.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how heartbreaking. That's something that fathers don't talk about enough. Like, that's heartbreaking when your little girl all of a sudden don't want nothing to do with you and acts like they don't even like you.
Yep.
You know?
Well, I understand that part, the not liking you part, though.
Man, I get that. I wanted to ask you about this quote, Taraji.
Another quote.
No, no.
Somebody
No. It's just, it says, healing can be so hard when your inner child wants love, your teenage self wants revenge, and your current self only wants peace.
Ooh, that's deep.
What comes up for you when you hear that?
Oh, it's facts. It's real. It's triggering mm-hmm. because that's so real. I just never heard it. Put the anger, the teenage anger. Mm-hmm. Ooh, get ready.
Lord have mercy. Jesus Christ. Would you say that the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation is your life's work?
Yeah, definitely my life, a life purpose, a purpose, mm-hmm. you know, a clear purpose. Like I thought it was acting. I'm going to touch the people through my mm-hmm. work. And of course I did. But I just felt like that was to bring me here because this feels really fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Like I really, because you could do a performance. Will you touch somebody? Will you change my? I don't know. I hope so. But this is the work that is really changing and saving lives. Mm-hmm. And I feel good about what I'm doing. I feel important.
You are important.
Absolutely.
For a number of reasons.
I know, but this really makes me feel like I have a life purpose mm-hmm. beyond vanity and being pretty in front of a camera or what does she have on or, you know.
Are you almost tired of Hollywood?
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost is anyway. But I still got some jobs to complete.
Word.
I have some things that I'm working on, but I know what it's getting to the point where I'm like, I'm ready to let these kids have it. Mm. You know, I'm looking for my exit strategy. I don't want to be doing this one. Not on a grind. Yeah, you know, I want to dip back in when I'm ready. When it's a project that I feel so inclined that I will come out of my retirement, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm literally ready to go stick my toes in some sand somewhere and let these kids have it. I literally feel like that.
You never see that in Hollywood. You feel like you just see people keep going. You never see nobody just say, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah, but I have other things I'm working on that's not just acting.
All right.
The acting will not be my exit strategy. Like, that's not going to be my nest egg that I can lay up on. Mm-hmm. It'll be a little bit of it, but my nest egg is going to be my brand.
When somebody comes by, buys TPH for $1 billion or something like that.
Did you hear that from your mouth?
How can people donate or contribute to the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation?
Always. You can always go to www.borislhenson.org. Boris L. Henson Foundation.org.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
Always. You are loved, valued, and appreciated.
Absolutely.
Ms. Henson.
I will know that when I'm up on this wall.
Well, we appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, from Howard University.
Hey, you know, period. Get that water bucket out of here.
Taraji P. Henson. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hilarious.
I love the work you guys are doing. I'm so glad you're on my television. That's all I watch is BET.
Oh, thank you. There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.